The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 at 7:06 in the morning here on the 7th of November after a very, very interesting evening last night. The news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Some people out there smoking a cigar in victory. Others are sniffling, a little sniffling going on out there.
The agony of defeat.
The joy, what is it? The joy of victory, the agony of defeat.
The thrill of victory and the agony
there
of
you
defeat.
Go.
Thank you very much, Jim McKay.
Yeah, that's right. And we'll be talking about that in a few minutes. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Bob, what's it look like for weather today?
Sunny today, a high near 74. Northwest wind, northeast winds, about 8 to 13 miles an hour. The red flag warning remains in effect because tonight we'll have a low around 50, the gusts as high as 20 miles an hour, increasing to 23 on Thursday. So for the next couple of days, we will have, in November, high fire danger. Again, the daytime highs in the low to mid-70s, overnight lows right around the 50-degree mark. But please be careful with fire. We have a lot of fuel down. And these winds would push a fire into another storm, which is really the last thing we need. Again, in downtown Reading, 51 degrees. This report, as always, brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Okay, let's get off running here. Looks like, I'll start with the governor's race. Gavin Newsom easily defeated John Cox. Looks like Dianne Feinstein will be our senator again over Dela Cruz. Now, this is where many of us swallowed and voted. Didn't like it. I wouldn't have felt, and you all know how I feel about this. If you've been listening to the show, you know that I could have voted for her a lot easier 2 months ago than I could have this time. Because De Leon is that bad, though, in my opinion, would have been so bad for this country and the state that I cannot see him being in the Senate. So even though Feinstein, as far as I'm concerned, threw Dr. Ford under the bus, in which, did not protect another woman, it was all politics. And I expected more. Anyway, Dianne Feinstein wins. Doug Emhoff won easily. Brian Daly won easily. But there's other battles that are going on. Here in town, it appears that Aaron Reznor, Mike DeQuisto, and Kristen Schrader got the top three votes. And for county supervisor, it appears that Joe Clemente won. Over incumbent, like 16-year incumbent, David Kehoe. The paper really, I always enjoy the paper because on the show yesterday, Ken Murray and I were going over the propositions, and he talked about Russell Hunt. And Russell Hunt who listens to the show, as do so many others, he was in the chat room, said, "You can't say that." Anyway, and the only thing that, and Murray did not go on and on or anything. He just said that, hey, he's running, he's been convicted. But I noticed that the Record Searchlight started running articles, and it said, ex-felon Russell Hunt. And it started up on that. I had not seen that before until yesterday, so maybe they were afraid. Anyway, so there looks like there could be a lot of change, even though Kristen has maintained her seat. Francie finished last in the voting as of right now. The young man named James Crockett finished fourth. So that means that you've got Aaron Reznor and Mike DeQuisto with new ideas on how to do things. They're going to be on our city council, and Joe Clemente on the Board of Supervisors. And now they're going to get their chance to walk into the arena and make a difference. Now, that does give a McIlvain, DeQuisto, Reznor business acumen there. It also has Julie Winters, who's kind of sitting in there, who is, we have to see which way Julie jumps. But and Kristen's, I think Kristen was lucky there wasn't another, a stronger, if Crockett had run a stronger campaign to see what would happen, because he didn't finish that far behind her. And I don't think, I never once saw an advertisement for him. I don't even think I even saw a sign for this guy. But he still finished with lots of votes. And I'm not sure why. He was on the show once, a likable, affable fellow that had some ideas he wanted to try. Okay, the Dems flipped the House. This is not a surprise because, and I'm not, you know, they did it, you know, they ran in most cases against Trump. But it seems like health care seems to have played a big part in this throughout the country. And that, you know, that had not, you know, that was kind of like the people that won in, across the country. And they won from, they flipped incumbents. They flipped from Virginia to, and California right now is still in a battle with Rohrabacher. Down in his district, that has still not been called yet. And he's 16-term congressman. Down to Florida, I mean, everywhere they were flipping seats everywhere. They did a good job. They went out, and the number of women that won, it just seems, you know, I think there's more women now in the House than there's ever been.
It is a historic high, and this is not a bad thing. It's a very good thing.
Oh no, not at all. But I'm just saying is that women are now, you know, they're starting to go, you know, they're starting to go, hey. You know what? I'm tired of people telling me what to do.
So, right. As long as most of them are not single issue candidates, I'm great with that.
Yeah. You've got the youngest woman any of time. It's a New York young lady from New York who is the socialist is in there. She won. You have people. You had the first openly gay governor elected in Colorado. The first openly obviously you've got a Native American, the first Native American woman voted. Who is lesbian and openly. You've got the first, let's see, what was the other thing? Oh, first Muslim woman elected to Congress.
Hmm.
So you've got all of these, you know, you've got all these first. Now, on the other hand, the Senate, the Republicans grew their strength in the Senate yesterday. McCaskill out of Missouri has been there several terms. Lost handily by the attorney general there. The North Dakota senator lost big. She voted against Brett Kavanaugh, which was a big thing in the state. She lost. I'm not sure about. I don't know, George Winship is here with me. George, do you know what happened in Nevada?
No.
I went to bed early. Tennessee turned over.
It did?
The Democrat won.
Okay, the Democrats won there. For the Senate in Arizona, it is too tight to call. The Georgia race, too tight to call. In Florida, the Republicans won the governor and the Senate seat. So they maintained that, even though that there were a number of flips in the congressional seating out of Florida. So you try to figure this out, what all this means. Now, but what it means, though, is now the Democrats are going to control the House, which is budget and all these other things. The Senate has gotten stronger for the Republicans, which controls the judgeships and the, of course, the Supreme Court. But everything starts in the House and goes to the Senate. I hope that the House doesn't tie itself up for the next 2 years in investigations and just tries to get things. Now, one of the things Pelosi said yesterday, which, you know, everybody says things. She said, among the other things she said about it, it's GOP rule. But she said that I believe that we can have bipartisanship. I will reach out to President Trump. President Trump's already called her and congratulated her. He's already called Schumer. He's also called everybody that, you know, all the winning organizations there. But she said that one of the things that they'd like to see happen is infrastructure. Okay. Well, let's see what happens come January 1st when everybody has kind of moved on and when we start seating our new Congress in the new Senate. All right, hey, we're going to take a break here. This portion of the show, of course, brought to you by Sleep Number, our friends over at Sleep Number. Do you know what it is to get a good night's sleep? If you don't get a good night's sleep every night, then it's going to slowly but surely erode your abilities to make good decisions, to work all day, to if you're at that point in your life where you're growing a lot like kids, to get all the rest they need. When they're, you know, for the active lifestyle they have, or if you do anything. So the new Sleep Number 360 smart bed helps everybody get the proven quality sleep that will change your life. Now, you know that Sleep Number has the beds that lets you adjust the firmness in your mattress. My Sleep Number setting is 60. Linda's Sleep Number setting is 40. It's different, but it works for us. And it works for everybody else that uses it. And with the Sleep Number 360, you can literally move and it adjusts to you. Now, During the Veterans Day sale, you can save $400 on a Queen Sleep Number 360 C4 smart bed, now only $1,299. Plus, there's exclusive savings reserved for military and veterans during this Veterans Day sale. It's the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. You're only going to find Sleep Number at the Target Shopping Center and the Sleep Number store. Go on down there. Tell them Carl and Linda sent you. Sleep Number. If you want a good night's sleep, what a great Christmas present. Good night's sleep for the next 10, 15 years. We'll be right back. It's 17 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the 7th of November. 55 degrees, going up to 73 today.
Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our local veterans, and we hope you will also with a donation this Thursday at the Bus Pass Donation Drive taking place at Cornerstone Bank on Cypress Avenue between 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. Your kind donation will provide free bus passes for local veterans who rely on social services and the VA clinic for many of their health and welfare needs. Transportation is key to their ability to access these services. You can also make your donation online at robberide.com. Sight for Sore Eyes provides competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. And right now, receive 50% off your frames, plus we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. See our store for complete details. We accept all major credit cards, offer a military discount, and do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Yeah, he'll stop. I have the right of way. Or really, Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of East Side Road just before Gervin. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460. 20 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the 7th of November. And what's that smell, Bob? I smell change in the air.
At least in this town and at the county level.
In this
level.
Town, this county, and our nation. Change. So, hey, good morning, everybody. 55 degrees right now. The weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans and has payment plans for propane for people. Give them a call, 365-3793. Yeah, I know that. I've been saying it for 11 years.
And I cannot recommend them more highly. My brothers would give a testimonial to the service there.
Great people. Great people. Okay, we'll run over this real quick. Tomorrow, Bob and I are going to be out at the Cornerstone Community Bank on a remote for RABA, Salute to the Veterans. And this is time for the 9th Annual Reading Area Bus Authority Salute to the Veterans event. They've gathered support this to provide dollars for free transit rides for local veterans. And then we have Stop the Truck today at Lithia Motors. Good News Rescue Mission, 19th Annual Stop the Truck. And this helps 1,000 families in need during the Thanksgiving and Christmas. Then we have, of course, tomorrow, Preston Sharp's going to be up at IGO to honor veterans every day. And flags and flowers are provided. Please wear weather-appropriate clothing. And you know Preston Sharp, just recognized by the president. They're also probably going to have T-shirts and coins will be available for $20 and $25, which helps keep the amount of flowers and flags rolling like that. And then, of course, our Shasta Lake Veterans Day Parade, the 26 years honoring our veterans. It's going to start Saturday, November 10th at 10 a.m. However, you can go in for the pancake breakfast at the Shasta Lake Fire Association. This is a huge parade. This is a great parade. Linda and I will be there as the announcers. Grand Marshal will be Corporal Frank Rose, 3rd Army Rifle Battalion, Rifle Recon. Kind of a flyover in the morning. It's going to be great. They salute the veterans down there at the city of Shasta Lake. And speaking of somebody that's also doing great things, I have with me George Winship. Good morning, George.
Good morning, Carl.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Okay, now you're here to talk about Forever Our Fair.
Yeah, the Forever Our Fair benefit dinner is coming up on Saturday, and you'll be smelling some barbecue ribs and chicken if you come by the fairgrounds. We've got an all-you-can-eat dinner. The tickets are $35 per person. We also have sponsorship tables available for 1,000 or 500. That's for tickets for 10 people. And you also get some special drawings as a sponsor.
Okay.
These tickets are available at the fair office during business hours, or you can call 378-6789.
Okay, now this is going to happen on Saturday.
And yes,
doors
sir.
Open at 5 p.m. And it's sponsored by the 27th Agricultural District Board of Directors and the nonprofit Friends of the Shasta District Fairgrounds. So, our fair, all volunteer organization, and this raises funds so we can actually have our fair. Is this correct?
Yeah. Back in 2009, the governor and the state legislature started cutting the 78 district fairs around the state, cut their budgets because of the recession. Well, in 2011, that budget cut went to 100%, which meant a $240,000 hit for the Shasta District Fair. So we formed this nonprofit, 501(c), and we raise money each year. This year, we were able to put a new roof on the Fusaro Hall. As you know, it was probably several events you went to.
Well,
there was a leaking roof.
Yeah, the North State stand down. Was there at Fusaro Hall.
Right.
And they kept all the clothing and all the stuff they had was right there in Fusaro Hall.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, okay. We got that fixed just in time for the stand down. So
how much do you all need to raise every year? There's probably not a set amount. You have to continually raise money to help keep the fair.
Right. Last year at this dinner alone, we raised over $70,000.
Wow.
And that's how we were able to help the fair board roof that building. In years past, we've bought stock fences in the barns. We've put crowd awnings up there. Various things like the trash collection barrels along the main street there when you get to the fair.
Oh, yeah.
But the fairgrounds is a year-round operation. We have over 100 events down there every year, and so we have to keep those grounds looking nice. They're cutting down all the trees around the gazebo right now because those trees died from the drought.
You know, you have five exhibit halls, oval racetrack, which, of course, is the Shasta Speedway. I have fond memories of racing there. Linda, not so fond. It's got a 3,000-person stadium. It's used for other things besides just car racing.
Right. We have concerts down there. We have
several livestock barns, shops, other facilities, and, like you said, 100 events in addition to the four-day event you have here.
So we've got a $1.1 million annual budget, and that takes care of the four-day fair and everything else that we do. But we have minimum employees. We have a lot of maintenance to do. So, you know, every dollar helps. So.
Oh, sure. Now, this is $35 per person. But when you figure that, you get all you can eat barbecue pork ribs and chicken affair.
Right.
For all you people who are not going to the Marine Corps ball.
That's right.
And we're sold out pretty much. I think it's pretty much sold out. This is a great place. You know what? First of all, barbecue pork ribs. There's nothing better than that. So after you go to the parade on Saturday, and you finish and you're going, gee, what should we do tonight? Take the family? Everybody goes over? Because everybody loves the fair. Does anybody, Bob, do you love the fair?
I grew up at the fair.
You know what? I love the fair. And even though that, I mean, it's the same every year. I mean, it is. I mean, it's a county fair. You can go to the fair here at Shasta County. Then you could go to a fair in Missouri in the middle of the Farm Belt or Iowa. They're all the same, and you gotta love it. You know, it's got, you know, you can still get the same corn dogs, it's the same rides. It's great.
Before the phone rings, I will offer the correction that this is the Shasta District Fair.
Right.
The county fair is in MacArthur.
Right.
Because any second now my phone is gonna ring and I'll be corrected.
Okay, that was me. Did you say it or did I say it?
I use that.
Okay, well, you know what I meant. It's a Shasta District Fair, not the county fair, which is in MacArthur. And thank you for helping me with that there, buddy. Okay, so this is super, and we're going to this is great. And so this is going to be, can you buy tickets early, George?
Yeah, you should buy tickets as early as possible. We've been sold out in the past. We've still got some tickets available, but call the fair office today because you don't want to be left out. This is a fun deal.
And you're going to be, where are you going to be at there?
We're going to be at Shasta Hall. That's the center exhibit hall.
Got it.
And bring your wallet, bring your ATM card, bring your checkbook. This is a benefit, a fundraiser, and we have lots of raffles, lots of prizes, lots of things.
Gun raffles going on.
You bet.
If you just have cash, can they bring just cash?
Sure.
Okay, you'll take cash.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, just want to make sure, because some places, you know, they get a little hinky.
As long as it's American dollars.
American dollars, yeah. Yeti coolers, sporting guns, jewelry, ammunition. Wow. A lot of holiday gift items.
That's right. You can get your Christmas shopping done early.
All right. This is the Forever Our Fair Benefit Dinner. It's going to be this Saturday. It starts at 5 p.m. at the Shasta Hall there. It's $35 a ticket. No host cocktails are available for that. Also, during the night, it's going to be, and you think about this is to help keep our Shasta District Fair on track and also keep those fairgrounds in shape.
You bet.
Because you all, you know, like you just said, you repair the area, you repair roofs, everything there. And you know what? What's a district and a county without a fair? I love it. You know what? I like. Did I ever tell you what, you know Chris Schwager?
Right? I do.
She got Don Burton and I to get out there in a dunk tank over there by the one of the livestock.
Yeah.
And so I got up there and, you know, and boom, like, you know, and they were missing, and I was calling people names and all those kind of things, and then somebody ran over and hit and dumped me in the water. So I'm in the water and I get out, and I get in the water again, I get out, and I notice all these little kids standing there next to it. All these little kids sitting there, you know, they're watching me, and they're holding these little piglets in their arms. And I get out, and he goes, now it was Don's turn to get in the water, and I was getting ready to head to Sacramento. And I go, hey, aren't you cute? Well, those cute little pigs. What are you doing here? He goes, well, it's hot, and we dip our pigs in here to cool them off. And I just looked at him. I said, you're dipping the pigs in this tank here? She goes, yeah.
Didn't swallow, did you?
I looked at Bert and went, ah! And then I went straight home and washed. Yeah, and Chris Schwaga, I know you're listening. That was not a nice thing to do. You didn't tell me that the kids were dipping their pigs in the dunk tank at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Anyway, it's great.
It's a Shasta thing.
It's a Shasta thing. It was my welcome to Shasta County. Oh, this, I was wondering what that little black, those little things that were on me.
Not leeches.
They weren't leeches. I think it was pig hair.
It was like, I was hoping
that's what it was. George Winship, thank you for so much you do for our community,
you,
George. You're always out there. You're always helping the veterans. You're always out there doing things for our community. I can't say it enough.
You bet. Thank you very much.
So I see.
I've got gun tickets for $10 for a Leopold rifle, a Leopold scope on a Kimber.
Okay,
Timber pistol.
I'm going to have to buy one of those.
Winchester 7300 short.
How many tickets you got there?
I've got 19 of them.
Okay, well, I'll buy one.
All right.
I'm always good for that. All right, hey, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Oh, no. I tell you what. Alliance Heating and Air. Alliance Heating and Air. This has been voted best in the North State. It's been around for like 25 years. This is the ones we have. This is the company we have come to our house, if we ever have a problem. They're always there, preempting things every 6 months to make sure everything's cleaned, everything's taken care of. You can give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website, homecomfort.org. We'll be right back after these messages. 7:31 in the morning, it's 55 degrees, going up to 73 today.
After the fires, the odds are that your HVAC system is now loaded with ash and contamination that will fill your house every time you start your heating system in the weeks ahead. Now's the time to get that ductwork cleaned and sanitized for your family's health. For more than a quarter century, Clean Air Duct Cleaning has been giving homeowners peace of mind every time their system comes on. Right now, Chris is offering up to 12 vents cleaned for $250. Get all the details at 356-4435. That's 356-4435.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live any place else.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Among women, breast cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death. Early detection and treatment is a key, along with prevention. Reduce your risk by exercising more, drinking alcohol less, and eating a healthy diet. If you're over 40, have a regular screening and mammogram.
This message brought to you by Dr. Pramila Dhanuka and Pace Cancer Center on Court Street in Reading. Positive attitude, care, and excellence.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Have a much nicer, quieter now. Turn me on without telling me? Did you turn me on without telling me? You did, didn't you?
You have this habit of just jumping in before I signal you.
No, so it's my fault that my producer turns it on without telling me, and I'm sitting here going, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, I'm just kidding. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460.
I was ready on the button.
You were on the button. I wasn't. I was just kind of sitting over here minding my own business. Hey, right now with us is Scott Seaton from the Symphony in Northern California Philharmonic. Okay, it's not called the Philharmonic. It's Norton. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
How are you doing, buddy?
Great. How are you?
Yeah, I'm just trying to catch up. I don't know how. It's Wednesday, and somehow I've gotten behind the power curve. And so you're going to be here this weekend.
Yeah, this weekend's a big weekend for us. So
yeah,
bringing some music to Reading.
And you're going to be at the Cascade?
Yeah. This Saturday night at 7:30, we have our Masterworks 2 at the Cascade Theater. And if you're a fan of the classics of Mozart-influenced works, mm-hmm. this is the concert for you.
Okay, great. So how big is the symphony? How many people do you have?
We have approximately 65 people on average. And that can be a little smaller or a little larger depending on what pieces we play.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is Mozart. Is this,
yeah, yeah.
So, now, is this going to be like you always do? If you get in early, you talk about it.
Yeah, absolutely. If you want to know more about the program at 6:30 p.m. in the Cascade, if you have a ticket, it's free for you to come and sit in the auditorium and listen to me jab about Mozart and Tchaikovsky and Beethoven and how the whole program fits together and what's going on behind it. So
this isn't just going out and waving your arms. No, this is.
If only it were that simple, yeah.
Now, as the conductor here, you have to put together all the symphonies, and you're saying how they all tie into each other. And, I mean, so it's not just like you just take things just totally diverse.
Mm. Yeah, no, absolutely. And this program, for example, is called Mozart's Influence. So the whole concert is based around Mozart and how he pretty much influenced every composer that came after him. And we're playing his most famous symphony. So Symphony No. 40, which any time in the early 2000s, you probably heard as a ringtone somewhere, because everyone had it. So we're going to hear that. It's going to be in your ear after the concert as well. And then you're going
to
be going
up, and you're going to wait that morning, that night, you're trying to go to sleep, you're going, Scott Seaton. Scott Seaton.
Absolutely. And so we're doing that. We're starting the concert with a Beethoven overture, which we're happy to bring in youth orchestras from both Chico and Reading and giving them an opportunity to play with the North State Symphony, which is mm-hmm. super exciting for them. And we're ending the concert with this huge soloist piece, this concerto by Tchaikovsky, his only violin concerto. And we're bringing in a Canadian violinist. His name is Timothy Chewy, who is doing phenomenal things for how young he is. He's 24 years old right now. Mm-hmm. I worked with him 8 years ago when he was 16 in Toronto. And he just won a huge competition last week in Germany, and we're really excited to have him here in the North State.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be the last movement. Is that what you call it? What do you call it? The last, when he's playing, the last.
When he's playing?
Yeah, no, I mean, you break it down into.
Movements of movement. Pieces, yes.
Of pieces, okay. Mm-hmm. And so he's got the last.
Well, he's got the last piece of the concert. He's,
concert.
He is the feature of this program.
Tell everybody again, when can they applaud?
Oh, I mean...
Not during.
It's not a jazz concert, but, you know, if you hear, you know, let's say the Mozart, and you feel super inspired after the first movement.
Right.
You know, feel free to clap. Feel free to show us, you know.
That, but they know that that's over. Do you turn around?
No, we don't turn around, but you hear the silence between the movements, and that's when you know, like, oh, that was super awesome. I want to clap at that.
Not just a pause.
Yeah.
No, it's got to be like a
It's a long enough pause. Long enough pause.
Okay. Because people, you know, a lot of times do not, and one of the first questions I ever asked you when you came on was, what's the etiquette?
Right. And some, you know, some symphonies have movements that have such a huge ending that you can't help to want to clap.
Yeah.
Some end, you know, loud, but not like, oh, that was amazing.
Yeah.
But some are just so big that you can't help but to do that. And, you know, I don't know if you might hear some of that this weekend, but Mozart is generally a little bit more tame than some other composers we play. Okay. But the Tchaikovsky, those are some huge.
You're going to be firing shotguns in the back? No, you're not going to be doing the 1812. Okay.
Well, later this season, you might have some 1812 going on. So.
Wow.
Yeah. Come to our Pops concert.
How do you make that happen? You fire.
I have a special surprise there.
Oh, okay.
So you have to be in the audience to come see what's going to happen.
Who doesn't know Tycho?
Because unfortunately, we can't put a cannon. Right. We can't put a cannon in the cascade. So that's
you can't ask the Civil War folks to wheel Josephine in.
You could probably organize the concealed carry guys there, you know, so that, you know, you can get them up, you know, on the stage, and then and then you point at them, and they're all shooting their guns up in the air. But no, probably not. Probably Michelle Irvine, who's going to be coming in right after you, probably doesn't like that idea at all. Okay. Now, we have some vouchers.
Absolutely.
We have two vouchers to give away. Now, a voucher is good for one person. So we can give away for a couple that are coming in. Just give us a call, 605-4567. This is going to be this Saturday. It's going to be at the Cascade Theater. It's going to start at really 6:30 because you want to get there at 6:30 so you can listen to Scott Seaton tell you.
Listen to the sound of my voice.
Listen to the sound of Scott Seaton tell you about everything about the concert. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Oh, I'm excited. I hope everyone can come out.
Oh, I'm sure they will. Okay, 605-4567. Give us a call. We'll get you two. You got two vouchers, and for this concert by the North State Symphony, and we'll give you directions on just all you have to do is just email with a note regarding which station, which is us, gave you the tickets. We'll tell you that. Make sure you get the phone number. Make sure you get the phone number for that person, Bob, because I need to talk to him afterwards. Scott, thank you so much.
Carl, great to be here.
Have a great one. Now, do I say break a baton? Does that mean it's like break a leg for good luck?
People say break a baton, probably the most common one for a conductor to tell a conductor. Sure, yeah, break a baton. And I have broken plenty of them, let me tell you.
Yeah, some over the bass section, right?
Oh,
there.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, we got to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, one of the only full-service jewelry stores in Reading. Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Guess what? It's getting ready to be Christmas here soon. You might want to go down there and start. Okay, Jim, thanks a lot, and I'll give you a call afterwards to tell you how to pick these up. Or we'll be right back with Michelle Irvine from the Cascade Theater.
Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our local veterans, and we hope you will also with a donation this Thursday at the bus pass donation drive taking place at Cornerstone Bank on Cypress Avenue between 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. Your kind donation will provide free bus passes for local veterans who rely on social services and the VA clinic for many of their health and welfare needs. Transportation is key to their ability to access these services. You can also make your donation online at robberide.com. Sight for Sore Eyes provides competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. And right now, receive 50% off your frames, plus we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. See our store for complete details. We accept all major credit cards, offer a military discount, and do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
Real people, real real winners. Let passion carry you farther than ever before. Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our November Adventure Swipe to Win. Check out what we have waiting for you this month. Free slot play, prizes, or a Can-Am Commander. Not one, but two winners. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily at any of our new kiosks. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn 4x entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Play the game board for free slot play Fridays at 8 p.m. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a Can-Am Commander. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. It's a liberating feeling when you know you can go anywhere, whenever, on a moment's notice. Can-Am Commanders come built to handle any terrain, so embrace the spirit of adventure and get out there. Play our November Adventure promotion, where you could win a Can-Am Commander from Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo. Two winners. Final drawing Friday, November 30th. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
For over 45 years, the original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I've been serving the North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. If Judy Maxwell doesn't know how to help you, that means that the whole system is broken down. Judy Maxwell, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Give her a call, 221-0441. She can do anything. It's Super Judy. And for any questions you have on insurance, especially the fires, especially health insurance, you need to talk to her. There's been so many changes in the health insurance. So it's Maxwell Insurance and Financial. And yeah, I am here with Cascade Theater again, still Cascade Theater, with Michelle Irvine, who is the general manager, and Elizabeth Sosa-Bailey, who is sales, marketing,
yep,
and all those things. Okay, good morning. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
Well, I'm going to turn you up a little bit there. Okay, so how are you?
We're great.
Did you? Okay, Cascade's just whacking right along. Huh? We just had the first part of this, of course, as you know, if you were in here, it was part of the Cascade Symphony Series. It's going to be this Saturday.
The North State Symphony, yeah.
That's right. We gave away some tickets. So what else is going on? You all got some big things happening.
We do have Joan Baez tonight, but we totally sold out.
Oh!
Which is awesome.
It is awesome.
You
know, it's funny. You know, Joan Baez, you know, she was really anti-war and all this back in the 60s. And, you know, we were not on the same side. I mean, not that I was pro-war, but, you know, I was doing those things. But the one thing, you know, I really respected that woman because after Vietnam fell, everybody just kind of like, you know, and there's a lot of atrocities, I guess you could be saying, from the north to the south. She stood up and talked about that. She said, where is everybody? She says, war is bad. Things that are happening there is bad. And so, I mean, she was totally, you know, believing what she preached, and she just didn't drop away once the war was gone. So I don't know if that makes sense or not. Anyway, I'm really glad she sold out.
On a lighter note.
No, but that I mean that was a very positive note. No.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway.
We're getting into Christmas. Cascade Christmas is coming up.
So they've been rehearsing, I'm sure, for the last 6 months.
Almost.
Okay. It's always different.
It is. It's a brand new story, as always.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about it, Michelle.
Well, we have a special secret character that first time ever in Cascade Christmas. So that's kind of an intriguing little thing. Can't tell you who. Everybody's going to have to come down and check it out.
I know President Trump has been everywhere. So this is, no. Okay.
It's not him.
Probably not him. Okay. I mean, he's been everywhere. I've just, he likes reading. So, okay. So it's not him.
No, but there are some that might say
the Cascade leadership just go, don't talk politics. I'm not. That was humor.
I'm laughing.
I know.
Well, because the tagline for this year is the North Pole. The North Pole just went south. So I suppose you could say Trump. for all of you out there.
For all of us out there in our love for the Cascade Theater. Okay. You know what? If you have not been to a Cascade Christmas, and there might be some people out there, we get new people moving in all the time.
Absolutely.
If you have not been to the Cascade Christmas, you have missed it. You know what? And Linda used to say, oh, come on, let's go. And I said, oh, I don't like going. And I'd whine. And she pulled me down to the first one. That was it. I'm hooked. Every year, I'm right there. Good thing you got popcorn. I mean, it's great.
This is going to be our 14th annual Cascade Christmas.
Isn't it wonderful?
Yeah.
Now, okay, so it's going to be the what is it again?
The North Pole just went south.
I can't wait to see this one. And you know what? All the songs are original, aren't they? Or pretty much?
Some.
A lot of the songs are original.
A lot of them are traditional Christmas songs. Some have been sort of parodied.
Mm-hmm. So, okay. All
but
right.
It is a completely original story.
And you've got, how big's the cast? It's a cast of thousands. Okay, maybe dozens.
Maybe 25 this year, something like that.
So who's directing it this year?
Tom.
Oh,
And Jana and Jana Pulcini.
Laird. Is she helping out with that?
She's the executive director, and Jill Brown is the producer.
Okay, so Jenna is still here for this. Is this her last hurrah here?
It is.
Because I think they're moving to
San Diego.
San Diego, okay.
She's
all right.
Going back and forth.
Oh, okay. That's why, because of the fire, they moved down there, and then she has been coming back and forth. That's great. Okay, Joan Baez sold out. We've got the Cascade Christmas coming.
We've got A Christmas Story, the film, part of our Silver Screen movie series. That's December 16th.
Christmas Story. Now, who is, that's one of the...
The old...
Oh, the one with the BB gun?
She'll shoot your eye out.
Oh, yes! Darren McGavin.
The lamp.
Who can forget the lamp? And when's that going to be?
December 16th.
Well, you know what? If you have not seen this. If you have seen it, but you want to see it in the big screen.
Exactly.
You know, this is a great movie. Oh, gosh, when he's sitting on Santa's... Since he's sitting on Santa's lap, Santa cannot get them off fast enough and down this little slide.
Will there be major awards?
Ooh, big time.
Oh, I love it. Okay. Oh, you've watched it like 12 times? What is it? This is not the Rocky.
It is one of the great Christmas.
It is. It is.
Traditions.
You'll put
it's
your
like
eye,
TNT
you'll,
right at like all day.
Years
ago.
If you have not seen this, we're not going to run it for you, but join me and Linda on the 16th of December down at the Cascade Theater. The Christmas Story.
We've also got Celtic Christmas returning on December 20th.
That's great.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys are really hitting it. I have to ask this question. Rocky, how was it? Was it crazy?
Awesome. It was
the Rocky Horror. It was a Rocky Horror show because it wasn't the picture show. It was live. You know, I have friends that I would have never guessed. I would have never guessed in a million years that they would have gone there. And then I saw her. She's in a wig. And I went, and she says, I've got to get my toilet paper. because Great Scott, and everybody throws toilet paper, and you're in the cards, and then the toast, you know, everybody's throwing bread. I mean, how was it? Was it crazy?
It was. Yeah, we
people
spent
dressed
it.
Up?
Oh, yeah, pretty much everybody did.
Michelle dressed up.
Where'd you go as?
Just in sort of the Rocky Horror attire, you know, some fishnets.
fishnets and a corset.
And you did not tell me about this?
Michelle is
was there photos? Is there photos of Michelle there?
Yeah, I think there's a couple somewhere.
Hey, you know, that's great because, you know, when like I said, I saw this, a friend of mine. She was like, and I went, pink? So it's pink wig? And then she told me, I'm going. And so it was, and I thought, you know what? That's great. We had other things going. Okay, we're going to do this next year, I hope.
We're hoping. We're hoping to have the entire run of Rocky at Cascade next year. We're trying to hold on to dates. It's tough because it's a busy concert time, but we're trying really hard to hold the dates for them.
Did you do the... what is that? The trans. What is
the
it?
The time warp.
The time warp dance. Can you do it?
Yeah.
You can. Okay.
I can't even tell you how many times I've seen the movie.
Really?
In high school. Yeah, that's what we did.
Midnight showing.
You know, but no, I've heard about this, and so I mean, how many guys dressed up like Frankenfurter, or whatever his name was?
Actually, I think we had more Rockies.
Brads. Oh,
and Brad.
Probably a fair number of Eddies. A few Eddies here
there
and there.
There was a couple
of Eddies. Okay, now we're talking. If you have not seen the Rocky Horror Picture Show, it makes no sense to you. But this started back, like we said, like 30, 40 years ago. And it's a cult film. It's got Susan Sarandon in it and several other, well-known actors, actresses now. Back then... Susan Sarandon played the girl.
Janet.
Remembered.
Yeah, Janet. But what happens is when they play it, everybody dresses up like the characters, and they know all the words, so they repeat it with them, and then they do things like "Great Scott!" and they, you know, Scott toilet paper. That's what I was talking about. The toilet paper. Throw rolls of toilet paper out there, and you know these other things. So it's a fun night. It's a show that you can become part of.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And we did all the way to the end, including scraping up all of the toilet paper all over the floor.
I bet that was great. Okay. So we've got Celtic Christmas. We have, of course, the symphony this Saturday. Joan Baez tonight, and it's sold out. The Christmas story coming. Cascade Christmas. Wow, that's pretty busy here for just, I mean, we're just talking like 6 weeks here now.
Well, and there's still more stuff. We've got Postmodern Jukebox.
Trey Anastasio from Fish.
When's that going to be?
December 9th and 12th.
Oh, okay. So it's going to be here again during this December time frame. Okay.
We had a lot going on. And, of course, Cascade Christmas gift certificates for people who need a gift and not sure what to get. Give the gift of entertainment.
What about another gift that you can give yourself that lasts for a whole year?
Membership.
There you go. How about that?
And then when you buy a ticket, and then, oh, no, you can't go, you can switch it out for something else. Otherwise, if you buy a ticket,
you're out of luck.
Yeah, you got to
scalp it on the street.
Yep, those are perks for members.
Okay, so, and how much does a membership cost?
As low as $50.
Uh-huh.
We recommend the $100 level.
Of course we do.
And we also...
It's good for a year.
And it's all tax deductible?
It is.
Can give as much as you want.
You can buy like 10 of them and hand them out to the people you see on the street. You know, they probably need a little humor, a little happiness, warmth, and popcorn. So the I'm here with Michelle Irvine and Elizabeth Sosa Bailey from the Cascade. Of course, Michelle is the general manager, wearing her Converse sneakers today, and Elizabeth is over there giggling because she forgot the name of somebody. But you know what? The Cascade Theater is such a part of our community. We've got all of these new things happening, all these new, you know, buildings going on downtown. But the downtown is resurging, and the Cascade's right in the middle of it. Good. You've done a good job, ladies.
Thank you. We're trying. Every day we're out there trying.
Okay. That's super. Okay. Any last thoughts here before we have to chase you off for the news?
Let's get to the news.
No, you got to fill 45 seconds here, folks.
Okay, Joan Baez, the Celtic Christmas. Okay,
Cascade Christmas.
The symphony this Friday.
This Saturday.
I'm sorry. And can you rent the Cascade for things like if
for your business party? Don't you want to give your employees the most memorable holiday party?
You do.
Rent
right
out
there.
The, yeah.
Dancing on the stage.
Easy.
You have the bar open. Yeah, it's going to be great. Well, the bar can be open, but y'all run the bar. We understand that. Okay. Thank you so much, Michelle and Elizabeth, for being with us today. When we come back, we're having the Reading Policeman with us. We'll be right back after these messages. This is KCNR 1460.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding, by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason.
I have a long list here of things we did on a bipartisan basis.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell saying there is no reason a Republican-led Senate can't work productively with a Democrat-controlled House.
The one issue that Leader Pelosi and I discussed this morning is where there could be a possible bipartisan agreement would be something on infrastructure.
And McConnell says there may be other common ground issues, adding the Senate will keep on confirming judges, Republicans adding to their majority in the Senate while the Democrats take control of the House. President Trump planning a White House news conference in about a half hour from now. He'll discuss what he's calling our great success in the midterms.
Even though Democrats captured control of the House, the president celebrated GOP gains in the Senate. On Twitter, he called it a tremendous success. The White House says the president called congressional leaders, including Senators Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer, Speaker Paul Ryan, and Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi. He also made congratulatory calls to Rick Scott, Mike DeWine, Kevin Cramer, Josh Hawley, Brian Kemp, and Ron DeSantis.
That's White House correspondent Craig Clugston. The Texas Senate race was a real nail-biter, but when all was said and done, the Lone Star State remains red.
It was slim, but it is a win for Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz over Democratic challenger Beto O'Rourke. Early voting had the Democrat leading Ted Cruz, and then the red tide turned, and Cruz pulls out a win by 3 percentage points from Ted Cruz headquarters with the Dallas County GOP. I'm Val Dior.
And elsewhere, the Arizona Senate race remains too close to call. It looks like there will be a recount in the razor-close Florida Senate race. Republican Rick Scott declared victory, but incumbent Democrat Bill Nelson not giving up. Stocks are sharply higher on Wall Street this morning. The Dow is up 252 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards. The interest on the cards was really high. I was making the minimum payments, but barely. And it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They did help me learn how to manage my money. Now, you know, we have a house, and we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Holly, and I am debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
A funeral is planned for an anti-corruption crusader in Ukraine who died after an especially vicious attack.
Katerina Hansiuk was leaving her house in the southern city of Kherson when sulfuric acid was poured over her head. She suffered more than 30% burns, and on Sunday she died, having spent 3 months in hospital. An outspoken activist, the 33-year-old was known for being critical of the local police and had made powerful enemies. Two men have been arrested and are in custody, but Ms. Hansiuk's friends and lawyer say that no effort has been made to find those who commissioned the crime.
That's the BBC's Jonah Fisher. A statue of late Polish President Lech Kaczynski has been installed in a central Warsaw square ahead of its unveiling, part of a celebration marking Poland's 100 years of independence. Kaczynski was killed in a 2010 plane crash in Russia. News and analysis, townhall.com. A NASA spacecraft makes its first close approach to the sun.
Just 2.5 months after liftoff, the Parker Solar Probe flew within 15 million miles of the sun's surface Monday night. Its speed topped 213,000 miles an hour relative to the sun as it penetrated the outer solar atmosphere, or corona. No spacecraft has ever gotten so close to our star. Assuming it survives the harsh solar environment, the spacecraft will make 23 even closer approaches over the next 7 years. The next is in April. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Facebook admitting it didn't do enough to prevent its services from being used to incite violence and spread hate in Myanmar. Facebook commissioned the nonprofit Business for Social Responsibility to study the company's role in Myanmar, and it has now released that group's 62-page report. Once again on Wall Street this morning, the S&P is up 34 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. In post-election euphoria or despair, depending on which side you were on. Good morning, everybody. It is 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 7th of November, 2018. The news brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Super people there. And Bob, what's the weather look like here for the next few days?
Red flag warning remains in effect. That means high fire danger due to dry conditions and the winds combining to mean a very combustible situation. Northwest winds 13 miles an hour today, gusting as high as 21 overnight. 23 miles an hour gusts predicted for Thursday. So batten down the hatches and be fire safe. Temperature-wise, we will see daytime highs in the low to mid-70s, moving a little higher as we get into the weekend. Overnight lows right around the 50-degree mark. Right now in downtown Reading, we have 53. We see 43 in Anderson. And if you go out to Shingletown, a chilly 35 degrees. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, California. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Veteran-owned business, 365-3793. Hey, let's go to the phone. Susan Eastman, our financial advisor from Wells Fargo and Advisors. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are rallying this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 262 points at 25,897. The S&P 500 is positive 35 points at 2,790. And the NASDAQ Composite gaining 124 points at 7,500. The three most actively traded stocks on the big board, GE down 26 cents at $9.16. Bank of America positive 12 cents, trading at 28.33. Twilio up $21 even at $92.01 after earnings. Local stocks of interest, Costco positive 51 cents, trading at $237.26. FedEx up 43 cents at $227.21. Bank of Commerce down 92 cents, trading at $11.98. In the bond department, the 10-year treasury note is priced to yield 3.18%. And over to commodities, gold is up $2.80 an ounce at $1,230, silver up 9 cents at $14.67 per ounce, and crude oil off 72 cents, trading at $61 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, you know I've got to ask this question. The election.
I know.
Big impact? I mean, it looks like the markets were up. Or did it kind of like settle people a little bit?
I think it's just now over, and it's what people generally were talking about would happen with the Republicans taking the Senate and the Democrats the House. And so we're going to shuffle it off and keep moving.
Okay.
Investors are not getting fearful right now.
No, that's the big thing. I think they still see is that the economy is still strong and it's going to stay strong.
And they now just, the next thing we have to do is get through all the Fed meetings and whether or not they raise rates.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's the next hurdle.
Okay.
Because that could slow the housing market and then it could slow the economy.
Okay.
So there you go. Well, have a happy day. We're celebrating here.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Susan, positive market.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you, Susan. Susan Eastman, who is the first vice president of investments and financial advisor at Wells Fargo Advisors, 2705 Park Marina Drive. You can give her a call at 243-7561. She knows what she's talking about. Hey, I'm here with Captain Eric Wallace,
Good morning.
From the Reading Police Department. Good morning, Eric. Is this your day off, or are you just kind of like, did he get you?
No, it's not my day off. It's a Class B uniform, and I have a jacket on. It was chilly this morning.
Oh, it is. Now, Roger Moore, who's usually here, and has been, as all the police chiefs, what he wants to do is bring in his principal leaders over the next few months. And so everybody gets to know everybody. So I think it's great. You've been on before, but he's going to bring in the different divisions. I think it's a good idea so everybody can hear and get specifics on how they are. And your job specifically?
Well, I oversee the administration division, which encompasses investigations, all their administrative service for hiring personnel, actions, mm-hmm. things of that nature in the police department, as well as services.
Hiring. Hard, huh?
It is hard. I think it's harder to get the lateral employees that mm-hmm. we used to get. We would have several hundred apply for one position. Now we're lucky to get one qualified lateral. We do have the young people that come out that want to do the recruit aspect, and that seems to be where we've had more success than a lot of the laterals as of late.
Well, you know, the laterals, though, they get caught into the pay difference. If they lat move, they will take a hit in pay under the new rules. Is that what happens?
Well, it depends. If they're classic PERS, the public employee retirement system, if they're classic members in the safety program, it can increase their retirement by 5 years. If they're the new, the PEPRA employees, mm-hmm. then it's just a straight push.
Okay, but if they're the classic, they're going to have to work 5 more years then. Is that what you just said?
Potentially correct.
Potentially. Okay. Wow. They probably don't want to do that. Is that why they're offering these big, like Chico is offering, what, $30,000 for a lat move?
I'm not sure exactly how much Chico's offering, but we do try to get some incentives for people to come to mm-hmm. The Reading Police Department. And generally people come here for a whole plethora of reasons, not so much for the retirement, more for their everyday living and
that's,
raising
that's
their families.
That's why I would think it would be – you take somebody – I can't understand why somebody has been on the streets down in L.A. or some of these horrible – not horrible, I shouldn't say horrible, it's Stockton, some of these others. Hey, you can come up here. Yes, we have our problems up here, but we're not – having the problems you guys are having down there, you can live better up here, the cost of living, the beautiful areas up here, and the community supports y'all.
I agree with you 100%, and we try to recruit people based on that, and a lot of times it sells itself, and the people that have been successful here, they come here, they have ties, they've experienced this mm-hmm. area. Very few people just say, hey, I saw your ad, and I'm coming up here to try it out. A lot of people have some ties here. That's been my experience.
Military, when they get out there, they could use their GI Bill, if I understand this right, to go through the post, the academy.
That's correct. It does pay for their post academy. They also receive some other benefits through the GI Bill, some of which I'm not completely familiar with, but I know it does help them with their basic academy.
Yeah, and it also, I think, helps if they're going full-time. They also get more money for living expenses and things like this. So, I don't know, if you go and recruit into the military realm at all.
Well, I don't so much going into the military realm, but we do have a number of individuals that were in the service, and mm-hmm. they know people who know people. It's a smaller community, and that seems to be where we're the most successful. We do advertise in many different venues and social media to get applicants.
All right. Hey, we're here with Eric Wallace, who is Captain Eric Wallace of the Reading Police Department, head of the administrative part, which is hiring, investigations, and all that. We need to take a quick break here, but when we come back, I want to talk about the things he's been seeing this past year, and if it's getting better, if it's getting worse, if it's just staying the same. But you've got to come back and hear this. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at SST Oil. SST Oil is a remarkable business. It's owned by the employees. It's been here for over 50 years. They have a huge reputation, great reputation for moving millions of gallons of oil, diesel, kerosene throughout the state and into other states around us. Like I said, it's an employee-owned company. So the employees, your retirement's taken care of, your health and medical, all of these are always looking for some really good people. And it's people like SST Oil. They kept all the machinery, the generators, the trucks, everything moving during this fire. So we think of our firefighters. Think about those people that were out on the roads 24 hours a day delivering the oil and gas that they needed and the diesel they needed to keep these firefighters moving. All this from SST Oil. They're always looking for good employees, especially truck drivers. Give them a call at 241-1167. We'll be right back with Captain Eric Wallace.
people, real winners. Grab your friends, come down, and check out our new multi-progressive bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino. It's bingo, only better. Play our paper-only night on Mondays. $200 drawing. Wear your favorite sports team attire to rock and roll bingo and receive $10 in free slot play. Check out our $10,000 progressive special. The end of the month is your chance to win VIP tickets to our New Year's Eve bash, plus cash in our Drop Into the New Year drawing. 9 free slot play and cash consolation prizes. Earn drawing tickets all month long, triple tickets on Tuesdays, and the $500 midweek drawing. Experience the thrill of yelling bingo and play at Wind River Resort and Casino. MP Bingo is here. Win thousands of dollars, 5 progressive jackpots, more ways to win big. If you don't like the job, let the machine do the work for you. Pre-sales available. Machines only. Who says you can't win them all? You only have to be 18 to play. Download the Wind River app. Check out our bingo calendar. Bingo calendar subject to change. It's playtime all the time. All the time. At Wind River Resort and Casino.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite-lined roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it forever furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed, but after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Bob. Linda's on assignment this morning, but I have Bad Bob here with me and Captain Eric Wallace from Reading Police Department. And I am here telling you about the 27th annual, I am wrong there, the 17th annual Power to Senior Celebrity Soup Kitchen tonight from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. That's not very late. You're going to have a bunch of celebrity pourers there. You're going to have great soups, gourmet soups. And terrific prizes, live music, and all of this is to help the Shasta County Older Adult Policy Council provide money for senior citizens to avoid utility shutoff. And it's the cost of electricity, which, by the way, REU has fought like crazy and has been successful at keeping them level. But sometimes, you know, you need more if it gets colder. But this helps those seniors. Now, you can come on in from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Like I said, gourmet soups from all the restaurants around town, and you can help this great cause. Linda and I and Trish Clark will be there and emceeing this tonight at the Senior Citizen Hall on 23 2290 Benton Drive. It's not down at the old hall like it used to be. It's down on Benton Drive at the Senior Citizens Hall down there. Okay. We're here with Captain Eric Walsh from the Reading Police Department, who heads up the administrative side, but that includes the investigations, the hiring of people. We talked about hiring, and it's tough. And you know what? The other thing, too, is I just want to hear your opinion on it. I already got this from a couple other people. That one law that they were trying to pass, that bill, where it changed reasonable to necessary. What's your feelings on that? And what the law was, it said, it is where it stands right now, is what would the reasonable reaction be by an officer? Is that correct?
Correct. It's a reasonable standard.
Standard. The other one is going to become necessary, which changes all the rules, essentially.
Well, I think it's very easy to look back when you finally have all the facts, you have all the armchair quarterbacking can start and say, well, was it necessary? When you're looking at from the officer's perspective that's in the fray, that has limited information, I think that's reasonable to base a certain decision on. To look back afterwards and say, well, was that necessary now that we have all the facts, I think is detrimental.
I think it's because it can be a year later. It can be 2 years later. And then it's what it is where an officer has a split second, literally, to make a decision. Now people are going to go back and, well, why didn't you use your taser? Well, why didn't you turn around and run away? Which is essentially, that's one way to diffuse a situation, but that's not your job. No, it was a nasty thing. But it's laws like that, though, that, when officers see things like this, it's like, gee, I'm at that 8-year mark. Maybe there's something else I should go do.
Well, I think it does weigh in the minds of people coming into this business. I know looking at the new recruits, talking to them, it is a concern. You know, we are in the forefront of a lot of negative media, things of that nature. And in a way, that's always been the nature of our business. And we're not always right. But I think having a reasonable standard, and someone could look at that and say, well, I understand why you would make that decision. I think that's fair for everyone.
I think it is, too. I just also, and the other things, too, that I wonder about, you know, this, the latest is, and it's not your department, which I'm glad, I bet you all are going, phew. It's the sheriff's department at a party, and you get some video, parts of videos that show two people being arrested. And then it doesn't show the whole thing, but the Record Searchlight throws it up there. And, of course, it's on social media, too. That makes the sheriff's department look bad without any type of statements, really, from the sheriff's department, because they haven't seen the film. They haven't seen all the film, and there's only one side going out there. And this is the first time I've seen that happen in a while. What do you think about that? Things like, you know, when it comes out like that with just parts of film from people's cameras. To people's phones.
I think we've seen that with the deluge of information and social media. You're going to see that, and we've seen that for years, where you'll get snippets and small sensationalized pieces of an event, and people can draw conclusions from it. I would just caution people that in anything of that nature, that all the facts are very important in that. And generally, you mentioned initially in your statement, it doesn't show the whole event, what transpired before that, perhaps after that. So those are things that you have to take into account.
Just as you know, with the advent of the ever present phone, does it change the way people do things
with respect to law enforcement?
Yeah,
I don't believe it has, because I was just talking to one of our other an investigator yesterday about our business, and when we're out there investigating something or when things are going to heck. And we're doing what we do, it doesn't change what we do. We still have a job to do. It's like the military or whatever.
You still have your roles.
You still have your roles. And the cameras are, they're part of what we deal with every day now.
Yeah. So that's just become part of your life. And, you know, that doesn't change what you're doing. You're out there to preserve and protect. And you've got your rules of engagement. As long as you follow that, then, you know, you're fine with that. And I think as long as you can operate, knowing that you got the support of your seniors and subordinates, it's a lot easier, too.
I think so. And it all comes out of the reasonable standard. You know, you do what's reasonable. And then you're absolutely right. If you're within policy or within the law, and things don't always look good. Things, you know, using force or having to control someone, it's not easy.
Well, that, and people need to remember this. And let's just talk about this. Eric, you've got 30 years in, getting ready to do 31. And if you don't mind me saying, you've had injuries. And we've talked about it. I mean, these are serious injuries where you have hip replacement and all those kind of things. People seem to forget that it's not just driving around town, pulling somebody over, you know, giving them a warning ticket or things like that. You guys are in fights every day.
I think that it is a dangerous business. It's one we all chose, and we knew that going into it.
Right.
But there are times where we get injured. And you can't be in the number of physical altercations that we're involved in for so many years without having some injuries. And I have had injuries. I know many other people have. We have young officers now getting injured quite regularly. And maybe it's just my age. And I think, well, it's happening all the time. But it really seems like it is. And I know that we have a lot of officers injured by violent, resisting and assaultive suspects.
It doesn't help when you've got some guy that's 6 feet tall. And you know, weighs 200 pounds, and he's high on meth, and he doesn't want to come with you. I mean, you as officers have to handle it in such a way. I mean, you can't just beat him down, and you know, and give him an injection as much as you'd probably like to it sometimes. I would, but that causes injuries. I mean, at any one time, what would you say a percentage is of officers that are out on medical?
I don't know how many officers at a given time. I know we run about 10% of our force is usually out with some type of medical issue or injury as a general rule. We have quite a few off right now, and I'll let Captain Schuler speak to his division because he has the lion's share of them from field operations and patrol personnel. But even, you know, people that have long-term careers, they have things that eventually catch up with them. And it's not unlike any other career where you're going to have I think a physical job. This is a little different. You mentioned going around writing tickets, you know, investigating, you're sitting down in a car, and then you can go from 0 to 100 with something that's dangerous. And it can be a larger person with a stature, like you said, or it can be someone small who is just maybe mentally ill, or maybe they're just high on drugs, or they're just whatever it may be. But they're difficult. You know, women, having to fight women and control them, they're dangerous. They have claws. They have long nails. They're fighting with us. They're limber.
You're trying to do it. I mean, the last thing you want to do is have them down and you're punching them, and, you know, trying to save yourself, save your eyes. But and so that's when things that's when you get hurt, when you try to
you can and you have, like I said, and we all get back to reasonable. You have to be reasonable when you're dealing with anyone. Yeah. But I have seen many people be shocked in a violent altercation by someone that you didn't anticipate, who either is trained in martial arts or skills, or they're just plain strong and they don't want to go along with the program.
Yeah, and then we get injuries. This 10% has been, for as long as we've had this station, because I always ask them, so, you know, what percentage is it? And it's been through, you know, four different police chiefs. It's been 10%. That around 10% we've got have been injured. Knees, I think one was you've got a young guy that somebody turned around and kicked him in the knee. And it just moved the knee over. Well, that right there could end his career, but it sure puts him off the street for a while. And so it's the danger out there is, you know, and you never, ever read about it. It's extremely rare that you even read about something like this. It's that when you all, you know, if sometimes in that he resisted or she resisted, and so they were, you know, taken down, taken to, you know, arrested and taken in. But it doesn't show the aftermath that the officer, you know, a day later, has, you know, he's been, you know, he can't come back to work because of an injury.
Yeah, it does happen. It does happen, and it's not something that's you know, publicized much. But and some of them may not be ready, you know, may not come to fruition right at that time. It may be a nagging injury that eventually
it's attrition on your body.
It's
like the military.
Yeah, it is.
And then, you know, and then after you're finished, or you know, you get treated during the time frame, and so then you retire, and that doesn't go away. Oh no, that just keeps building on itself. So, you know, I realize what it's like to be, you know, over a certain age and you're running up and down the streets in terrible, horrible places. And so, you know, when people tell me that, well, you know, they should be out there running around when they're 55, I'm not too sure that's true. You know what? I believe there should be a policy to keep you all, you know, so if you want to stay longer, they've got you someplace where you can use your knowledge and your abilities there and in some way. But on the streets, it's, you know, after being there and being there for an entire year, it gets to you after a while. And that the fact is it's a young man's game, young man or young woman's game. So
it absolutely is. And as I progress in age, I start to feel things, and it takes longer to heal. And just to have an officer at 55, 57 now, mm-hmm. To go into this full contact career at times, that's a long time.
It's a long time.
I worry about those officers.
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting to see what happens on something like that. Okay. We're here with Captain Eric Wallace from the Reading Police Department. We're going to take a quick break. And one of the things I want to talk about is investigations. You have investigations going on all the time, and it's not just the arrest. You know, you see somebody, it seems like, I mean, we pick up people quickly around here for doing bad things. I'm surprised, you know, you see something, okay, you know, shots fired, somebody down, and the next thing you know, a day or two later, you've got somebody. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. So let's talk a little bit about that, too, when we come back, because that talks about manpower. And I want to also address that before you get out of here, you being in that side of the of the world of our police department. This portion by Home Helpers. Home Helpers, as in her 15 years in the business, Sharon Clark started this business. She believes that there's no place like home. Whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, she has people that can help you. She's going to come out to your home, give a free consultation, and put together a team that's going to help you and help your family and your loved ones. Give her a call at 226-8350 or learn more at homehelpers.com. That's Home Helpers right here in Reading. We'll be right back.
I want to know what you're thinking. There are some things you can't hide. I want to know what you're feeling. Tell me what's on your mind.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report, an in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our local veterans, and we hope you will also with a donation this Thursday at the Bus Pass Donation Drive taking place at Cornerstone Bank on Cypress Avenue between 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. Your kind donation will provide free bus passes for local veterans who rely on social services and the VA clinic for many of their health and welfare needs. Transportation is key to their ability to access these services. You can also make your donation online at robaride.com. Sight for Sore Eyes provides competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. And right now, receive 50% off your frames, plus we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. See our store for complete details. We accept all major credit cards, offer a military discount, and do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 1460. Hey, tomorrow we're going to be down at Cornerstone Community Bank on Cypress, Bad Bob and I, and we're going to be there for RABA, for helping the Salute to the Veterans about getting raising funds so we can give bus passes to our veterans that need it, you know, maybe a little bit older ones or ones that are disabled that can't drive and can use our buses here. We'll be down there from 7 to 9, Trish Clark and myself. I think Sharon Clark's going to roll through there also. So come on down and visit us. Bring us a cup of coffee and bring money. We can take, I'm sure that we can take donations from till 1 o'clock. We'll only be there from 7 to 9, but you'll be able to give donations down there to at least 1 p.m. It's going to be up to 73 degrees today. The weather report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. And also other discounts you can get at Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. I talked to D.C. yesterday. He came in, the owner of Cypress Square Barbershop, a veteran. We sat around and chit-chatted for 30, 40 minutes talking about the world and the future of our world around here. They also give discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. And we're here with Captain Eric Wallace from the Reading Police Department. Good morning, Eric. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. I just talked to D.C. myself. He said I had a face for radio. I'm not sure what that means. thanks, D.C.
We all do. Thank God. We've been talking since Eric's been here, and you're in charge of the administrative division, which is hiring, investigations, and a number of other things that all kind of under you. You kind of are like keeping it all together there. And they can just, you know, and if, you know, but they say, we'll just give it to Eric. Eric can handle all that stuff. Eric's been on the force for 30 years here. And have you been on this force for 30 years?
No, I started out at the Lassen County Sheriff's Office. I did a couple of years there as a resident deputy on Hurlong and Doyle. I then went down to Salinas. I worked in Salinas for almost 10 years.
That was Salinas.
Salinas was a busy place. It's the northern structure, the Nuestra Familia, the Norteño gang, that's a stronghold. Oh. That's where they originated. So we had a lot of gang violence. It was number one in the nation per capita for youth handgun violence at the time I was there.
Wow. That's Salinas.
California.
I think it's the home also of maybe the nation's or at least California's oldest newspaper, I think, was in Salinas. For some reason, that's sticking into my mind for some reason because I think they're getting ready to stop printing it.
Oh, the Californian.
Yeah, the California. Yeah. I think it's probably the oldest continuously printed paper in California. So, Salinas, what brought you up here then?
Actually, I was from Northern California, and my wife vacationed at Burney Falls and traveled and visited Redding every year for a couple weeks. And she loved this area, and we tried it out, and it was a good fit, and it fell into place back in 2000.
Okay, so you've been here 18 years.
Correct.
So it's worked out. So you've seen a lot of changes in our town, in our home. Since I've been here in 10 years, it's changed. Can we get our arms around all this? What's it going to take, Eric?
It's going to take a change at the state level. The laws, the AB 109 and Prop 47, they've decimated law enforcement. Everybody keeps saying that, and nobody really, I think, sees it at the state level. And until that changes, we're still going to be struggling.
They're going to be able to put 100 more beds, 102 more beds in by January. Big help there? Into jail.
Every bit helps. Yeah, that will help.
Whether it's 10 beds or 102, it's anything would help.
Yeah, when you have people doing the same crimes over and over and over and nothing happens to them, having a place to put them away where they get treatment or they just quit victimizing people, that's what we're looking for.
Well, in Shasta County, Shasta Regional Medical Center has come up. They're going to provide 21 beds for 5150s. And I say 5150s, those are people that are danger to themselves or others, to get them off the streets. You see these people all around here, but you guys must see them 100 times.
We do see a lot of the mentally ill, and it's sad. When you talk about homeless or things of that nature, that's the population that I really feel very sad, but my heart goes out to them. It's a lot of empathy for them and their families. And without those services, they fall through the cracks at times. So, you know, without mental health services. So the more that they can do, it will help. But what you're talking about is a 5150, somebody that's gravely disabled or a danger to themselves or others, and somebody we can actually place a hold on for up to 72 hours.
Yeah, and they can get – but the Shasta Regional Medical Center is going to have 21 beds for these people. And that's going to be – I can't help but think that's going to be a big help. Now, we still are going to see these people walking around screaming at windows and walking into our offices here. We're getting ready to put new locks on our outside doors, so you have to buzz people in. And it's getting to that point now.
And you know, that's a difference. You know, you get people who have a mental illness who may yell or do certain things, but they're not going to fit into the criteria of a 5150. So
that's
not a blanket broad stroke of someone with a mental illness. So, you know, right now, the 21 beds, just what you were speaking to, is going to help. And right now, they're going to the emergency rooms.
Yeah.
And that's where they're held until they can get the...
Our penal system has become the largest mental health hospital in the world, probably. I don't know. How many would you say or have the reasons they're in jail is because of the mental problems?
You know,
I mean, would you even have an idea?
I wouldn't have an idea as to that exact number. I'm sure the Department of Corrections has some figures that would speak to that. I know that people who have used, you know, abused substances for long periods of time can exacerbate mental health issues. Some people will out now use that as an excuse, you know, as a defense, things of that nature. But you're always going to have your malingerers. But I think that there are some people that, you know, quite frankly, have committed crimes that have a mental illness. Now, whether they're criminally
just because they've got a mental problem doesn't mean they don't know the difference between right and wrong and can control themselves. They just have a problem.
Correct. But I do know the Department of Corrections does try to treat, you know, mental health issues.
How do you keep your young guys? And you've been there 30 years. You know, you're well-respected. You're a leader. How do you keep those young guys morale up when they catch this guy for like the fourth time? I mean, we see it every so often. Arrested 76 times since November, or since February. 76 times been arrested. What do you tell the young guys and girls?
You know, Carl, it starts with hiring the right people that have the right character, the right motivation to do what they do. The people that work here live here. They want a good community. They are engaged. They do get frustrated. I'm not going to say that they don't. But if they don't do it, who will?
You know, that's true. But and that's a really, you know, that's a good answer, that we know who we're hiring, because, you know, even though that it's – you would much rather be, you know, pick the right person, even if you have to gap some, than pick somebody that may be mediocre that's going to be harm to himself or even to, you know, the fellow officers later on. And I think that's a great way of doing it. The question, you know, and you're right, I guess, is it's your attitude, because your attitude will flow down to the younger guys and girls about keeping their attitude, you know, keeping, hey, don't give up on this. You live here. Do you want him down in your street tomorrow?
Well, and we have a good camaraderie. We try to offer good training for our officers, equipment.
Mm-hmm.
We try to take a aware of their physical health and their mental health issues, and we try to have debriefings after critical incidents, and we do care about our employees. They're our bread and butter. They're our most valuable resource. And I've mm-hmm. seen these men and women that we have do incredible things that I'm in awe of them every day. I mean, they're far better than I ever was or would be. They're impressive. They're an impressive group of people that we have.
Isn't that something when they ask me, you say, well, gosh, you've been in for so long and you see all these Marines, what's the biggest, what do you think? And I think about it. I say, almost everything in the Marine Corps changed while I was in there. The weapon systems, the aviation components, even though we're flying the same, type of stuff. Everything had changed except one thing, and it was the Marines themselves. And this is kind of what you're saying. And except the fact is that they were bigger and stronger and smarter and could work with all different types of technology. But it was the same spirit. So part of it is I think we attract people like that, and that includes you. And I say we, I mean the law enforcement. But it's also it's what the Reading Police Department stands for. And which then, when you get new people in, you bring them into that, and they continue that same strive for that same type of perfection.
Well, I think we have great standards here, and it came from early on with chiefs that had forward-thinking vision and set forth certain criteria of what we wanted to have. And I think it's like Coke, Pepsi, whoever has a great product and they have a great formula and it works. And what we've been doing works to have quality people, and we won't sacrifice that quality for substandard candidates.
Okay, we're here with Captain Eric Wallace of the Reading Police Department. He's in charge of the administrative division of it, but that includes the investigations, hiring, everything that keeps the department running every day. And I didn't get to the investigations this time, but I want to get to them when we get back, because investigations are not just something you see for a day in the paper. And these things will takes a lot of manpower, and we'll get into this. Yeah, it's not CSI. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. And we were just talking about that. But Shasta Regional Medical Center is in the center of Reading when it comes to compassion and caring. It's Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back. It is 14 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. It's 55 degrees, going up to 73 today.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I've been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
The 17th Annual Power to Seniors Celebrity Soup Kitchen, sponsored by the Older Adult Policy Council, will take place Wednesday, November 7th from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. The event will be held at a new location, the Reading Senior Citizens Hall at 2290 Benton Drive. Enjoy an evening of gourmet soups, music, and raffle prizes. Proceeds go to older adults who are unable to pay their power bills. Tickets are available at the door, $12 for adults and $6 for children ages 3 to 12. For more information, call 232-5543.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
Shasta Regional Medical Center Foundation's annual Turkey Trot is coming. Trot on down to Shasta Regional Medical Center to register, or visit ShastaRegional.com and register online. There's the Diesel Horse Dash for the Little Gobblers, the 2-mile walk fun run for the entire family, and this year's timed race will be a rerouted 4.49 miles due to the trail damage from the car fire. Register by November 16th. Join the largest community run and walk Thanksgiving morning, the Shasta Regional Medical Center Foundation Turkey Trot. A portion of this year's event will benefit Sacramento River Trail Fire Restoration Project.
KCNR Free Fire Radio.
Making rocks in the hot sun. I fought the law and the law won. I fought the law.
If we didn't play this at least once, you know, during this time. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back. The Wednesday, 7th of November. So many changes in the air. We had, of course, the governor, our new governor is Gavin Newsom, very conservative law enforcement officer inclined type of individual. Dianne Feinstein. You know what? I'm sorry, but I did. I'm still apologizing to myself for doing this. And every time I think about it, but it was De Leon or Dianne Feinstein. I mean, what kind of choice is that? And I threw up in my mouth. But we've had some changes here, and I'm not going to ask our guests to do anything, but I'm just making the announcement that it appears that Aaron Reznor and Mike DeQuisto and Kristen Schrader got the three most votes, or the largest amounts of votes. So we have two brand new councilmen, or council people, I should say. And it appears that Joe Comente is going to be the new supervisor for District 1, defeating incumbent Mike Kehoe. And Mike's been here a long time. He's done a great job. And it's, you know, it's one of the, it's, David Kehoe, that's been here a long time, did a great job. And I want to thank him for his service, too. One of the things in our guest is Captain Eric Walls from the Reading Police Department. And Eric, one of the things that Francie said was, unless they vote for the tax, for more money, you've got to accept what we have, the status quo. The number of officers, and the other people said that's not true. We think we can do better. You being an administrative side of it, and every one of the police chiefs for the last 10 years has said we're short officers. How many officers do we need would you say, in your opinion?
Well, if I had my drivers, it would be 200 officers.
That'd be nice.
It would be nice. We have 107 right now, and it depends on what kind of quality of service you want for your community. You know, the more officers you can have, the more of a deterrent, the more investigative things you can do.
And I want to talk about that in just a second. Now, what's been the most since you've been on the force?
121.
121. So that right there is 14 officers short right then. Okay. Now, let's talk about investigations. Is it just me, or is it anecdotal that it seems like we're more violent this year than we have been in past years?
It sure seems like it. I know that it ebbs and flows with the violent crimes, and sometimes they're up, sometimes they're down. They seem pretty steady with us. We're pretty consistent with them.
Okay. Now, investigation, just kind of walk people through. We've got like 7 minutes. It's not just catching the person, because it's much more than that.
But it is. We'll take, for example, a homicide. A homicide, we have obviously investigators that are sexual assault investigators, elder abuse, all the different divisions. If you take the most egregious crime, one of the most egregious crimes is a homicide. People will see a flash in the news and it's a homicide. Behind the scenes, we have all our investigators out generally working on homicide. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of things that go on. There's a lot of canvassing neighborhoods and getting evidence and interviews and search warrants and court orders. In the initial stages, you know, if you've ever seen the first 48 hours on television,
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of flurry of activity. And then you see someone, you know, arrested in the news. And then people think, oh, well, it's over. Well, it's not. That's only the first third, basically. And we have to get all the reports done and process all the evidence. And we continue interviews and continue to investigate it and cover all bases in that investigation.
Just because somebody's arrested doesn't necessarily mean after you continue on with the investigation.
Oh, we absolutely do.
Yeah. Then you'll go, okay, maybe we've cleared this guy now.
Well, we have to continue on and right. and fully investigate any type of those matters
sure.
because we're going to go to court on these things. So that and court doesn't come up. You know, so we've done the initial investigation. We've made an arrest potentially.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're going to do all three reports and process all the evidence, and that can take months at times. You know,
yeah.
particularly with physical evidence, and then you're going to prepare for court, and that could be 10 months, a year later. So now you're preparing for court on something. Then this wasn't the only case you worked as an investigator.
This is one of the 50 or 60 cases you're working.
Of helping different investigators in your own caseload, and then you're going to go to court, and that can take several months. So this, you know, just because you know something happened, it's a blurb on the news, and it's people think, oh, it's over.
No, it's just the beginning. You could have another 2 years worth.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, let's go to the phones. Coach Bob, good morning. Do you have a question for Captain Wallace?
Yeah, I do. Having had a former wife who used to work in records downtown, it always occurred to her, and it seemed to everybody else that worked for the police department, that a full moon brought out a lot of the worst in people. Would you address that? A lot of people claim a full moon has no effect on folks, and I don't buy it. I'll listen off the air. Thank you.
Thanks, Coach Bob.
I talked to an emergency room nurse one time, and she swore by this, that the full moon brought it out, and everybody acted out during the full moon. But the fact is, I don't know. I've seen egregious things on a Tuesday morning. You know, I don't know. You know,
is this one of those self-fulfilling prophecies?
I don't know. Where somebody says, oh, it's full moon. I can go out tonight and drink a little bit more. I don't know. You know, see, I've heard that too. I've heard that things get crazier on a full moon. But, you know, I guess if you work every day, you know, that you think you believe, you start realizing that, no, there's crazies out there every day. Okay, we may have a full moon, we may not.
Yeah.
Okay, so so that was good. So we've talked about investigation, and you take all your investigators, you arrest somebody, but that is just the tip of the iceberg. And then because somebody's there on the other side that is trying to tear down your investigation, trying to tear down your chain of evidence and all that when you get to court. And that's their whole job, is to get their guy off. And meanwhile, your officer has been in there with 50, 60, 70 different cases she is trying to keep up on. I want to talk a little bit about we talked about the females the women on the force, and it was really interesting to hear your take on this. I want people to hear this if you don't mind. You've got 20% of the force are women here in Reading, and but they are there when the bell rings, they're there.
Absolutely, I'm not sure if you're speaking to the physicality aspect of it. You know,
I'm just talking about the how they fit in, that the other, you know, that everybody counts on each other. See, it's so important when we're out there. And I've been with women in combat. You know, I mean, I've had 18-year-old females that are like 5 foot tall, being a machine gunner, holding a machine gun up in the turret of the Humvee I'm driving in. And she was just rocking and rolling up there. So, right. I mean, and so we counted on her. And she counted on me to keep that side off her. So, I mean, that kind of thing. I mean, is it... The camaraderie that they build.
They absolutely are equal in every aspect to our officers, and they are a part of this team, and they contribute tremendously to it. And I'll tell you that people talk about smaller stature, things of that nature, and some of the best officers I've worked with were female officers that could communicate so well. And if there was something, you know, if we had to get into an altercation with someone or take someone in custody, they never backed down one time, ever. And I'm very proud of the officers we have, men and women. It's almost general neutrality, you know, but they banter back. I mean, and some of them are extremely physical. We have, you know, the CrossFit, female officers that can do more pull-ups than I can, I'm quite certain.
I think, you know, from what I also understand too, is that being able to defuse a situation sometimes is easier for a female officer. I mean, I don't know if you've seen that. I've read that places, maybe because maybe a different type of attitude and how they approach something sometimes. Or maybe they're not threatening, even though that they could be real quick to an individual.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think that, you know, as a whole, you know, that maybe to be an assault to a female as a male may be, mm-hmm. you know, deterrent or things of that nature. But you know, anybody, you know, I mentioned I was a resident deputy. You have to have that ability to communicate with people. And,
yeah.
And if you're good at it, you're good at it.
No matter what
gender you
are. Well, I'm glad to hear that. You know, the other thing, Eric, thanks so much for being with us today. You've covered things in investigation. You've talked about, you know, what you've seen over the last, you know, 18 years and things that have to happen. It has to happen at a state record, that we need more dead space, as everybody knows. And talking about the makeup of our police department and how proud of them you are, and you've been around, and that you were talked about, and we didn't have a chance to talk about it, how the ones you're hiring are just fine individuals also. So, you know, and that they want to keep that structure and the high level of performance.
Yeah, we absolutely do. And I'll just once again say that, you know, we're very fortunate to have what we have. And that's not going to go away,
no
matter what obstacles we have.
Well, thank you so much for your service. Thanks for being with us today, Eric. And
thank you.
Good luck out there.
Thank you.
Hey, remember, everybody, tomorrow we're going to be out at the RABA event.
Salute to the veterans.
At the Cornerstone Bank down on Cypress. It's good guys against bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive.